yesterday was really an historic day for Colombia, and in particular for the Colombian children. Someone may say that we are just talking about a relatively small number of children, but that is not the case, because the small number of children, 21 apparently, represent just the first step towards the disarmament and the mobilization and reintegration of all the children under the age of 18 that are actually part of the ranks of FARC. And therefore, we are really convinced that yesterday's declaration was an extremely important step towards the final peace agreement in Colombia.
One of the points that this agreement is talking about is that the children are going to be treated like victims. What it means to be treated like victims?
It means that children should be considered primarily as victims and not as perpetrators, I would say. And this is something that is clear also in the Colombian, in the normal, I would say, Colombian legislation, without, of course, considering the armed conflict. And it is extremely important that in the joint communique, this extremely important principle has been reiterated once again.
Finally, just to add a little bit more of context and information, how many children might have been involved during the conflict and forcibly recruited for the armed groups?
Well, it's very difficult to say how many have been recruited since the beginning of the conflict. The data that we have regarding recruitment of children are the Instituto Colombiano de Bienestar Familiar data regarding children who left the ranks of illegal armed groups and got registered, let's say, through the ICBF reintegration program. So we are talking about between 6,000 and 7,000, if I'm not mistaken, children in the last 15 years or so. I repeat, these are children who got into the illegal armed groups and left the illegal armed groups before the age of 18. So these 6,000, 7,000 may represent a percentage of the total group. I don't know how small or how big this percentage could be, and I doubt that there is anybody who can really know it.
But of course, probably the numbers are much higher.
Absolutely. I am pretty sure that, as I said before, this 6 or 7,000 represents a percentage of the total group of children who were recruited, who joined illegal armed groups before the age of 18. However, it is really impossible, I believe, to say how small or big this percentage could be. But yes, 6, 7,000 does not represent the total number.